Oh, we have been lifted up this morning, not only because of this beautiful sun that is coming through the windows, but being able to have Miriam Marston with us this whole last hour. She is just such a grounding spirit for all of us here. She just comes in with that beautiful smile, her peaceful countenance that is just all about her, and she's just like, oh, yeah, we've got, you know, 60 people who have never been baptized that are coming into the faith. Isn't that incredible?
My goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a long Easter vigil for them, so they better make sure they all take naps before they head to that vigil mass as well. So, again, what a wonderful morning. We have had such amazing guests all week long, and we're going to bounce from that moment. It's like every hour we have just been building. Julian Durko with all of her energy about the lives of the saints. Miriam Marston and her faith formation background that is just inspiring so many to find faith, to find our Lord, and to come into the church. And we're going to keep this momentum going. I am excited because we have such great friends of Mater Dei Radio, and we are making new friends every single year. And joining us for this hour, a new guest who has not been on the Mater Dei Radio before, but he's going to join us because he's bringing along with him an entire parish family, three parishes in Clark County in Vancouver. I'm excited this morning to welcome a friend of mine, Father Kyle Rink. Good morning, Father Kyle. He is the parochial vicar. He's covering St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Vancouver, the proto-cathedral of St. James the Greater, and beautiful Our Lady of Lourdes community, all in Vancouver, and you're joining us today. Good morning, Father Kyle.
Good morning. Good to be with you this morning.
Oh, it is great to have you on. This is your first time to be able to be not only on the radio, but we're going to bring you on in like the big weeks that we have here, the Share-a-thon week. So we are thankful for just your willingness to say, yeah, I'd love to try this out. Let's see how you do. So this is going to be a great hour. So first, for our listeners, just introduce yourself. Let us know where you grew up and a little bit about your vocation.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. My name is Father Kyle Rink. I'm, as you said, a parochial vicar down here in Southwest Washington at three parishes, our parish family down here. I was actually born in Boston, but raised my entire life in Puyallup, Washington, home of the state fair. And there I grew up in a Catholic family, grew up at All Saints Catholic Parish, went to public school my whole life and had a good foundation with good Catholic friends and whatnot. But I would say I didn't really, my faith really took off a lot more when I was in junior high, when I really was challenged by a close friend to say, yeah, who is Jesus? And do you really, what's this Catholic thing all about? Why are you Catholic and not anything else? And at that point in my life, I couldn't really answer the question. I mean, I knew all things about the faith, but I couldn't answer the questions. It made me realize, wow, I really need to figure this out. And thanks to God, that led to a really deep encounter with the Lord Jesus. And then through that, to understand my own Catholic faith much better. As I went into college, asking those big questions of, you know, trying to plan things out and figure out what am I supposed to do with my life. And it took me until about the third year of college to really open up and ask God, okay, well, what do you want me to do with my life? That was a scary question. But once I started asking that question, within about a month or two, I got a pretty good inkling that the priest had just started to come up. And that was a huge shock for me. But it was an even bigger shock to my Protestant girlfriend. But through that process, just kind of realizing that, yeah, the Lord was putting this kind of deeper call within my heart, and I had to respond to that. And it took me a long time. I fought it for a while. I tried engineering. I became a civil engineer by trade. I worked in Seattle for about a year and living in a discernment house as well, and really discerned at that time that, yeah, engineering was not filling me up. I was called for something else. And so I finally kind of gave God the reins and entered seminary for the Archdiocese of Seattle. Thanks be to God, was ordained about a year and 4 months ago.
Wow.
Over that anniversary. And it's been a really, honestly, I couldn't have imagined how fulfilling this vocation was going to be. And God has proven time and time and again this past year the way that he's present. So thanks be to God for that. Just a little short story there.
Yeah, that's it. And again, we would love to have more opportunities to be able to talk with you. We are so appreciative of your time this hour, and we hope through your help, through the help of Parish Family 45, that we will be able to get to this goal. So our goal this hour, $3,000. Yeah. Three parishes there, $3,000. And it is going to be matched dollar for dollar right away. So again, if you need to break up your donation, your gift to Mater Dei Radio over the next 6 months or the next 10 or 12 months, that match is doubled immediately to Mater Dei Radio. So Father Kyle, a priest for about a year and 4 months. Now, I would imagine as you are journeying towards that ordination, you have these ideas about what parish life is going to be like as soon as you are ordained. Now, in this year in 4 months, what have been kind of the, we'll say, surprises, like great things that are happening that you didn't expect at the day of your ordination?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'm not sure if I really knew what to expect. I had been part of parish ministry for a long time, but as an assistant priest and obviously, this parish family model is new for everybody. What's been really beautiful is getting to assist Father Tim, our pastor, Father Tim Ilgen. He's really taken on a lot of the really important, heavy stuff, and has really allowed me to kind of run free a little, in a sense that I get to try to just foster community and foster parish life. I've really enjoyed working with things like the altar server program. It's been so much fun to invest in those kids and to get them more excited about the faith and really challenge them to serve well and whatnot. I have been really privileged. Another shock to me was getting to help create some bigger events. So a few months ago, we had this huge opportunity to have Sister Miriam James Heitland come to the parish family, and we ended up having an event at the Proto Cathedral, and it was so fun to work with a really great core team of Catholic moms that really put a lot of work into this and helped it get going. I think my role has been really trying to listen to the Holy Spirit to say, okay, Lord, what are the needs of this parish family community? Where are the desires? Where are you stirring? And how can I help bring people together to make something happen? So I can give you another example, too. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I mean, these are just wonderful things because our God is a God of surprises. And when we open our lives to Him, we say yes to His idea for us. We take those steps of our own free will towards God. Boy, what He has in store for us. I had an opportunity to interview an author recently. His book was Dream Bigger.
Oh, nice.
And what he realized was he had these dreams about what he thought he wanted to do. But as he grew in faith, he realized that if he allowed God to present this dream that God has for him, how great, how beyond his wildest imagination that the grace and the love and the outpouring of salvation that he was going to receive and the lives that he was going to be able to affect was far greater than anything he would have wanted, because he had everything dreamed about what I wanted and what I want to do and what I want to be and how much money I want to make. Well, he turned that all over to God. And Father Kyle, it sounds in the similar way that you have done as well. And how much greater life is because of your priesthood. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Fall Share-a-thon. Father Kyle Rink is joining us this morning, this hour. He is the parochial vicar for Parish Family 45. Now, here in the Archdiocese of Portland, we may not understand quite what that means, but in the Archdiocese of Seattle, we are kind of under this reorganization process. So, Father Kyle, he is stretching his vocation, his love for the people of God across three parishes. So St. Joseph's in Vancouver, I'm familiar with that parish. That was our home for many, many years. Our children went to that school there, all four of them educated at St. Joseph's. So I know a few of you people, and I'd love it if you would start calling in now. Start making your pledges, because we want to be reading a whole lot of names from St. Joseph's Parish. Also, the Proto Cathedral. What an incredible church that is. Now, for those maybe who aren't, like, I've heard of cathedral, not heard of the term proto-cathedral. Now, that's the title given to St. James. So if you are crossing the bridge, there is a hill in Vancouver in the older part of the city. And on top of that hill is this beautiful brick proto-cathedral, St. James the Greater.
And I remember that when you were pointing out, we did an event there with Dr. Ray Guarindi, and I've been to a lot of parishes, but I remember that one in particular, just beautiful gathering space there and just a wonderful evening.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, and of course, proto-cathedral meant that before we were the Archdiocese of Seattle, we were the Diocese of Nisqually.
Right.
And the bishop's seat right there at St. James. And, of course, now they moved it. So we have St. James in Seattle, which is where a bishop is. But right here in the Southern Deanery, we have the Proto-Cathedral. And Our Lady of Lourdes, the other great parish with a wonderful school. So all of you, let's join your prayers together and let's start getting that phone to ring. So here's what I need you to do. First of all, you're going to make your pledge and then you're going to get your phone and you're going to let all of your friends know that your parochial vicar, Father Kyle, is on Share-a-thon this hour. So here is the number first to call if you're going to make that pledge, 888-823-5286. That's the phone number to call. But maybe you'd like to just very easily do that pledge on a line. Maybe you're sitting at your desk right now. Go to materdeiradio.com. That's spelled materdeiradio.com. Or just in your search engine, type in Catholic Radio, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, we're going to be the first one that come right up on the top of that list. Or, as many people already have, they have downloaded the free Hail Mary Media app, and you're able to use that to make your donation just by using your thumbs. Are you getting carpal tunnel in your thumbs because of all of the typing that you do now? I'm getting a bump on my finger.
Are you really?
On my little finger because
of
the way I hold
my phone. You're such a hard worker. That's the problem.
That's what it is.
That is the thing. Now, here's the thing. Father Kyle, thank you for your yes. And Father Kyle's yes was to marry us, brothers and sisters. He has agreed to be the spouse of the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, all working together. Now we're asking you to add your yes to Father Kyle's. We need your help here at Mater Dei Radio to continue to proclaim the truth of the Catholic Church across the airwaves. 888-823-5286. Please make that phone call now. We're looking for 16 individual gifts. By my count, we have two in, looking for 14 more. I might need an update. Maybe a couple more have come in. We'll see. But two that I can confirm that have come in, looking for a total of 16 gifts, 14 needed at 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com. $3,000 of matching pledge dollars available this hour.
All right, what portion can you take? Now is the time to let us know what you can do. Just dial that number again, 888-823-5286. Let us know, and we're going to go into a break, and then you won't miss a moment of this great discussion with Father Kyle. We'll be back right after the break here at Mater Dei Radio. And we are rejoicing. Boy, we went into the break. People heard us because phone calls started coming in. What? How many were we thinking? Now, our goal,
we
again,
need
let's
16.
Focus. 16
we're
altogether.
We're at four now, including what I heard on the phone. Now, there might be some online that have come in, but here is the thing. That's whittling it down at a decent pace. We need to reach at the end of the hour, and we always know we have a flurry at the end. So it's not as if we need to be at 16 with 10 minutes left. We know those last 7 or 8 are going to be saved till the very end, and we appreciate that. But we need to get to 16. Right now we are at 4 officially, leaving us with 12 individual gifts needed to hit that $3,000. You cobble that all together. That's why we look more toward how many calls do we need, more so than how many dollars do we need to raise. How many yeses do we need during this hour? We need 12 individuals, families, to come forward and say, yes, I believe in Mater Dei Radio. I want to support Mater Dei Radio. I testify to the value that I find in Mater Dei Radio. I know that we have 12 individuals and families listening right now whose hearts are being stirred to come forward with that yes. The timing is important. We'd love to have some of them come forward now. Obviously, we'll have a bunch come forward at the end of the hour as well. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. And you can say, "Why? How do you say that, pronounce that with such confidence, as
how
if it's
you?
Going to happen?" Here's the thing. I've seen it happen. I've never seen God let us down. Not here at Matra Day Radio. Not ever. And so the need is always fulfilled. So really the question isn't, is the need going to be fulfilled? In fact, the need being fulfilled is God's affirmation, confirmation, that he wants you to continue to do the work. So when your heart is stirred to give, you are the one affirming Matra Day Radio with the fact that God wants this work to continue. You have a vote in that thing. And so when you feel that stirring, know that what God is calling you to do is not only to give, but to speak to all the people here at Matra Day Radio that God is calling us to continue this work in his name for the salvation of souls. If he ever changes his mind, and he could shut it down in a second. But the evidence is not there that he wants to do that right now. Right now, he wants this work to continue in his name. So we do it.
We do it. And joining us today to help us get there, it is Father Kyle Rink. He is the parochial vicar in Southwest Washington, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater and Our Lady of Lourdes. Father Kyle, thank you so much for joining us this hour. Our theme this year is Rejoice in Hope, and specifically, on this day, this beautiful Thursday morning, throughout the day, we are focusing on our hope that we receive in the Eucharist. For your vocation, how did the Eucharist play a role in the way you received it, the way that you focus on it, the way you adored it? How did the Eucharist play a part in your vocation to the priesthood?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, the Eucharist will always remind me and will always be an intimate source of God's presence, a real intimate way that God has truly not just come to us some historical time ago, but that God is with us right now. And I think, as you said, working in us and always providing for us. And every time I'm in front of the Blessed Sacrament, or especially, I mean, I'll be totally honest, as a priest, getting to celebrate the Mass has been outstanding. Every time I get to hold the Eucharist in my hands, it's incredible. There's no words for it. And the thing is, I think you're asking about vocation, I think as I was growing in my own identity as a Catholic, I had a friend one time that challenged me to do a half an hour of prayer a day. And at the time, as a college student, I thought, you're crazy. That's so much time. Like, how could I ever make a half an hour a day for prayer? But this friend really challenged me, and she had, and she kind of, you know, talked me into it and kind of said, well, you can do this or that. And I started doing it. And that really changed a lot of things, because when everything starts to be oriented around the Lord, then all of a sudden those questions of, well, you mentioned too, you know, when it's sometimes we feel like God is calling us to say yes, and we think, oh, maybe someone else will say yes instead. Like for me, definitely that question of, well, someone else can be a priest. I want to do this, right? I want to be an engineer, get married. But the fact is that when we can let ourselves, our guard down, and let that presence of God really be with us and orient ourselves around him, then all of a sudden, everything changes. Everything gets reoriented. And all the things that we thought were so important kind of go to the wayside, and his will starts to rise up. And I think for me, that was being in front of the Eucharist has always been a source of comfort and of intimacy, and just orienting myself towards, what does God really have for me?
I love that. That's the question. What does God have for me? And if we could just see for a moment, not only how God sees us, but to be able to have the eyes to see what God has in store for us, boy, we would be unafraid to take on any challenge that is set before us. We would be unafraid to proclaim our love for our church, to proclaim our love for our Lord, and to let people know that I am a follower of Jesus Christ. You would be unafraid. And so that's the message that you hear right here at Mater Dei Radio. So we have got this hill to climb. It's been quiet. I think people are listening. They're very intrigued with what Father Kyle has to say.
Bam, there we go.
And we are ready for them to start calling, helping us get to this goal, $3,000. What portion can you take? A phone call has come in, and we need more just like that to respond to this call, to respond to this message. Thank you again. That is another phone call for
That's
us
six
here
in looking
at
for
Mater
10
Dei
more.
Radio. 888 823-5286. That is the number to call. Go online to materdeiradio.com or use the Hail Mary Media app. Come on, Proto Cathedral, St. James the Greater, St. Joe's, Our Lady of Lourdes, your parochial vicar is on Mater Dei Radio this morning. Time to get calling.
Yeah, making our way up that mountain. Two on the line, two lines open, one line open, 888-823-5286. We have a system in place here, four volunteers standing by, ready to take your phone calls. Three of them on the line right now, one available phone line with them. Next phone call goes to Deb. The next phone call, the third phone call from now, would make Sarah smile. She'll grab that phone call. And then, if all of those get filled up, Aaron will be answering one right here in the studio, which we've done already this week.
He'll be trying to whisper because I'm going to be, hitting him over the head to be quiet because I'm trying to talk on the air. But that is really exciting.
Yeah, we love it when that happens.
We love it. We absolutely do love it. So thank you so much for those calls coming in. People are starting to make their pledges now. What portion can you take? We're going to get an update here very soon, but we've got $3,000 to meet this goal. Now, we did well the last hour.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't quite get to where we needed. Yeah, we missed a little bit. We do not want to miss this one because, boy, as we move into these afternoon hours, we cannot miss another one. So let's make sure that we don't miss here because we want to keep able to move forward. So what portion can you take? Please go online. Look at these amazing gifts that we have. Just a small way for us to say thank you. There are prayer shawls still available. Again, those are gifts at that $750 level. Dusty Rose, Evergreen, and Blue Twilight. I'm in my blue today, so I think that one is just absolutely beautiful. The prayers, the people who make this, I'm going to say probably mostly women, because women are good with their hands in a very special way to create such beautiful prayer shawls. But there are prayers in every stitch that is made. There are prayers that are being said. They don't know who those prayers are for, but they are praying for them anyway. You know who knows? God knows, and Our Lady knows. And so what a beautiful gift that would be. That is for a donation of $750 or more. Please, you need to ask that, though. Yeah. That's the important part. So $750 or more, you will get the regular gifts that we have available to you. And then let the caller know, the person answering your call or in the notes, that you would also like to receive that prayer shawl. Again, $750 or more. Boy, we haven't gotten an update, but boy, we could definitely use that $750 pledge this hour because it is going to be getting us even closer to that goal.
We did get an update right before that phone blitz came in. So right before the phone started to ring, it was $200 in with $2,800 remaining. Now we're less than that because of those recent phone calls. So they'll get us an update.
All right, we've got a ways to go.
$2,800, the last report. And I did tell you, and probably was the very first time I came into Portland to do an on-air pledge drive, I got one of those prayer shawls. I signed up, I did the $750, and I got a prayer shawl for my mother. And I tell you, she loves it. Every time I go to see her, she is wrapped. She's got a little rocking chair that she sits in during her prayer time. And if I happen to interrupt her during prayer time, she's wrapped in that prayer shawl. And if not, it's lying over the back of that rocker waiting for her to wrap herself up in it as she prays. And she says it's a blessing to know that that prayer shawl was made while someone was praying for her. Not knowing who would get it, but knowing someone was going to get it, she says she can feel those prayers all over her as she enters into her prayer time wrapped up in that prayer shawl. So I encourage you to participate in that way, if at all possible. $62.50 a month, or $750 as a one-time gift. And be sure to mention that you want one of those prayer shawls. 888-823-5286. We're going to be asking for a significant gift to get us all the way to that $3,000 as well. That $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, or $100 or more a month. And boy, Brenda, is there a special gathering that is going to be taking place for those who are able to give at that level, that gathering at Lady Hill Winery.
Absolutely. In fact, first of all, we would love to thank those owners, Jerry and Elaine Owen. They have been longtime supporters of Amateur Day Radio since the very beginning of our ministry. And they just have that beautiful grounds out there in St. Paul, Oregon. And we want to invite you to enjoy and join us in fellowship in the beautiful Columban Hall and a sampling of delicious and expertly crafted wines. That is for giving at that $1,200 level, a private gathering at a wine. I mean, wow, that's going to be an exclusive evening.
Just asking you at some point to show up. This is a gathering there is specifically for those giving at that level, a great celebration, a way for us to say thank you to you for your great generosity. We need someone, at least one, giving at that level hit this $3,000 mark. Yeah, we need a bell ringer. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary media app with that phone blitz that puts us at 7 gifts, some still being accounted for. That leaves us with 9 to go with 24 minutes left in the hour.
All right, 24 minutes left. We need to hear that bell ring, not only because that will get us a good portion of the way into this goal, but being that it's Father Kyle's first time on Mater Dei Radio, I don't know how well he sings.
When that bell rings,
Frank sings, we're going to see if Father Kyle maybe can join him just a little bit. Father Kyle, all you need to know is the words ring-a-ding-ding. So when that call comes we are excited. So for, again, you're here with us for the first time. We are grateful for your time. Just give us a message on the value of having Catholic radio in the Pacific Northwest, and very specifically here in the Portland area. And again, our signal, it doesn't stop at the border of the Archdiocese of Portland. We stretch all the way up into Clark County as far as Castle Rock, Washington. So Father Kyle, it's great to be able to have a Catholic message on the airwaves. Just your thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely happy to add some thoughts. You know, I think it's so important to have a local Catholic station, and because we could stream, you know, things from around the country, right? But something about when we tune in to the morning blend, which I really enjoy listening to when I get the chance to, and hearing what's happening here locally, whether it's a simple thing like, oh, the temperature at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Vancouver is 37 degrees, I love hearing that. To more serious things like when our law in the state of Washington was passed about clergy being and mandatory reporting the confessional, right? So stuff that really is pertinent to us here locally. I think it's so important to have that discussed at a Catholic level so that we can really understand, be plugged into the local community. Because that's really what I think our church has always historically been. And from day one, it was always local. You know, Paul talked about the church in Corinth and the church in Philippi and all the different places. Well, we're the church in Southwest Washington. We're the church in Portland, Oregon, in Northwest Oregon. That's who we are. And I think it's important to have that local voice. So I think it's invaluable. The number of people that have come into our OCA program too, by the way, that have listened to Catholic radio is quite high. And so I think having that, again, it bolsters our ability to evangelize to us locally. So I think it's an incredible importance.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah, I love, there's just something about saying the temperature at the Protocathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver. Oh, that is one of my go-to parishes, that is for sure. Father Kyle Rink with us this hour. It has been wonderful to welcome him and bringing with him parish family number 45 of St. Joseph's, the Protocathedral of St. James the Greater, and Our Lady of Lourdes, all in Vancouver, Washington. Our new executive director, Rolando Moreno, this has been a beautiful morning. I think people might be planning some wonderful things this afternoon, so we're asking them to pledge this morning during this hour, and people are hearing our ask, and they are responding. We have a few thank yous to get to.
Yes, we do. We'd like to thank Jerry and Tracy from the Proto Cathedral there in Vancouver.
Oh, thank you
for your donation. Prayers for their family and for their daughter, who is a mercy missionary.
Oh, so yes. Awesome. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank Marin from Holy Trinity in Beaverton, and she would like us just in Thanksgiving for our brave and holy priests. That's her Amen. Comment and prayer intention. So thank you for your gift. Vicky and Mike from St. Edwards in North Plains, thank you for your gift.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. So they have made that pledge on the line. We are most appreciative for that as well. 888-823-5286 or online at materdeiradio.com.
Just got an update from Curtis. We have $800 in, $2,200 remaining.
$2,200 of matching pledge dollars. We have 7 gifts in, looking for another 9 as we head toward these next 20 minutes. As I said, I thought we would get everything in, but maybe the last 7 or 8 that come in that phone blitz at the end. So let's get 3 or 4 in as we go to this break. Let's have a trinity of calls, a trinity of gifts that we can announce as we come out of this break, whether on the telephone or online or on the Hail Mary app. We could take those in honor, the first one in honor of the Father, the second in honor of the Son, the third in honor of the Holy Spirit. And how about we put a cap on all of it with a fourth gift in honor of Our Lady, wrapped in a pretty box with a beautiful bow on top. 888-823-5286. If we can get 4 calls in during the break, then that's going to give us a very manageable 5 toward the end of the hour. 888-823-5286. Remember, matching pledge dollars available, $2,200 worth right now. We'd love to hear someone coming in at that bell ringing level, that $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, or $100 or more as a monthly gift. That would certainly help us climb this mountain and make the rest of it very manageable. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary media app. We'll be back.
And thank you so much for being with us, for rejoicing with us to help us gain these goals. You know, something that I wanted to mention too is that we had one of the phone calls that just recently came in, and she asked for prayers for Mercy Mission for her daughter that was a part of that. Now, look, we have the Catholic Cares Initiative here. We started this several years ago now, maybe even more than that, 5 or 6 years ago, where we... You know, we have the ability to have microphones here, and we have the ability to have this radio tower with our signal coming off of this radio tower, and we can reach so many people. And we have the ability to focus on ministries, to focus on charitable causes, and the different ways that our Catholic Church and our Catholic ministries are working in our community. So a portion of all of the gifts that are given throughout this share-a-thon, they are going to go to support 2 of our Catholic Care initiatives and ministries. The first one being Project Aurora. And if you go to materdeiradio.com, you can look up a recent interview that I have. This is a wonderful ministry that is helping heal the wound of abortion in the lives of young women and men who, and not even young, that at a point in their lives, they made a terrible decision and they have been able to find that healing, and we want to be able to support them. The other is a Mercy Mission. Now, the Mercy Mission is based at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Of course, we heard yesterday from Lexi Lane. She's the young adult coordinator there at St. Michael's Church here in Portland. This is a year of service and evangelization for young adults that forms lifelong disciples. They go together and through outreach to the homeless and other evangelization ministries. They are really like a front line of young people missionaries that are ready to go out into the world and shine the light.
Amen.
And let people know, especially those living on the margins, we see you. We know you are here. We know your struggles. We know that you are hurt, and we are here to help you find the light in your life once again. So again, those are 2 of the 2 Catholic Care initiatives that we are supporting through your giving at Mater Dei Radio Share-a-thon right now. So Let's all join together. We can support Catholic Care Initiatives, and we can support all of the work that Mater Dei Radio is able to do. For 36 years, we have been here in the Portland area, our signal reaching out far beyond that. The very first lay-owned Catholic radio station in all of these United States. And, you know, I believe...
Thank you for that call.
We are here because... it was ordained 2,000 years ago when Christ walked the earth. He knew that there would be a moment in time where his message needed to be heard in a city and in an area that needed it more than ever. And you know what, friends? That time is right now. That time is right now that God ordained us all to be here in this moment of time. You think about all of the seconds and minutes and hours that have existed in all of history. We are at this moment in time in the world, in the world. And it's our time to step up. Thank you for those calls that are coming in.
Amen to that. That was 9 and 10. We heard a online gift come in, the phone ringing as well. So that is 10 gifts either in or being processed. Looking for six more at 888-823-5286.
All right, we've got just about 10 more minutes, so we are going to get there. Those calls are coming in. People are hearing us. They are responding both in across the river in Clark County and here in Multnomah County, in Washington County, Clackamas County, down south in Lane County, Marion County. You're all coming together to support us in this hour, and we are thankful for that, and we are thankful for Father Kyle Rink, who is joining us at this hour, parochial vicar for Parish Family 45 in Southwest Washington. Father Kyle, we have just appreciated it, all of your time being with us on the phone today. We are going to get this phone ringing, and it is going to get very exciting. And so we want to just take a moment here to just prepare ourselves to be ready for all that we have coming up, and just kind of your final thoughts on Catholic radio and getting that message out.
Yeah, it's been so good to be with you guys, my friend.
We're going to pause you right there. Can you hear that?
For just a second. The bell is ringing. We got one of those bell ringing gifts, Brenda.
Remember, I told you those words, Father Kyle.
Goes ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go. That's that gift that we were looking for.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you for that gift. So see, that's all. You didn't need to know much, Father Kyle. Just ring-a-ding-ding. Oh, that is wonderful. Now, that is a great thing to hear as we are closing in on this final few minutes of this hour with
and
Father
Rolando
Kyle.
Rolando in the house to give a thank you.
Yes, we have a thank you. I'd like to thank Frank from St. Anthony's Parish
thank
in
you,
Tigard.
Frank.
Thank
awesome.
You, Frank, for your donation.
All right. We appreciate that. So, Father Kyle, we are going to await for that update, but we are definitely took a big bite of that $2,200 that we have remaining in this hour. Before it gets too exciting, we're going to take this pause and ask you, would you please bless this final moments of your hour and end us in prayer?
Sure. I'd love to do that. All right. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to give you so much thanks and praise for all the many blessings you give us, especially the gift of this Catholic radio station, and for the gifts of and the sacrifices of all those who make it possible. I pray you would continue to invite those who need to be part of this ministry to open their hearts and to make that sacrifice as well. Lord, we ask you to bless this fall Share-a-thon drive, to bless their ministry, that we can continue to spread your name through the heart of Mary. We make all these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. This is what we have left, brothers and sisters. 7 minutes, seven less than 7 minutes, 10 gifts in. We heard that bell ringing. We are probably just a little north of $1,000 remaining. We're looking for six more of you to come forward with your yes. Dollar amounts, one-time gifts, monthly gifts, whatever the case may be. We are looking for your assistance right now at 888-823-5286.
Just got an update from Curtis. We have $2,025 in.
There
we
go.
That leaves $975.
Wow. 975. South of 1,000. I said north. It's south of $1,000 left. So thank you very much for that. Now, just over 6 minutes left. just enough time to get 6 individual gifts in, either on the telephone or online or on the app. Let's get you in right now. We can get those processed. We could be celebrating before the end of this hour with your participation right now. We'd love to be able to celebrate the success of this hour even before we get to the end. Father Kyle Rink, thank you so much for being a part of it. Let's celebrate his priesthood, celebrate his yes by adding our yes to it at 888-823-5286. You know, it's been steady. We said we were going to need that flurry at the end. We're down to needing a flurry of just 6. I thought it might be 7 or 8. We need just 6 here at the end of this hour to tackle this last $975. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app.
All right, we are looking for all of these calls from Clark County. Come on, you can call in. Help us get there. We are so very close.
Now down to 5.
$975. 5 calls. I mean, and of course, that's going to take
that
last call.
That was in honor of the Father, by the way.
All right, in honor of the Father. We're looking for that call in honor of the Son. We are looking for those parishioners to help file Father Kyle Rink get us to this $3,000 goal. $3,000. With that matching fund, that is $6,000 Mater Dei Radio. I wish all of my investments worked that well. Boy,
exactly right.
I would tell you what. 888-823-5286. Now is the time to call. Go online. I did a little figuring. You know that 40% of all of the pledges are coming online.
40%.
Nearly half are coming online. MaterDeiRadio.com and through the Hail Mary Media app. We're going to get that notification right away. As soon as that pledge is made. 4 minutes left, $975 to go. What portion can you take? Maybe we're ready for somebody to call in and say, I'll be ready to take that, whatever is left. So if you have been gifted in a special way by God and you have a way to support Mater Dei Radio this hour, please maybe give us a call and help us take up what is remaining.
Now 775 to go.
775.
And using your math, if 40% are going to come in online, we're looking for 3 brand new phone calls at 888-823-5286. We received that one in honor of the Father, looking for 3 more in honor of Jesus, in honor of the Holy Spirit, in honor of Our Lady. And then those 2 gifts, 40% left, coming in online at MatreDeiRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Now with about 3 minutes left, here is that telephone number to call. Who will make that gift in honor of Jesus? 888-823-5286. We started out with a need of 16, now down to just 5, needing 5 more gifts with $775 of matching pledge dollars still available. Looking for that call in honor of Jesus at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Then we'll follow that up with a call in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady that I believe will take us over the top. 888-823-5286.
You know, that was basically one of these prayer shawls. 775.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You have the ability to do that. It makes yourself eligible for receiving one of those beautiful prayer shawls. Again, let the person know that answers the phone or in the notes sections, if you go online, that you would like to receive one of those prayer shawls. You can pick out the color that you want, and we would be glad to send that to you. But it's time to call. Come on, St. Joe's. Where are you? It's time to call. Father Kyle's here. Proto Cathedral of St. James the Greater. We love St. Proto Cathedral. 3 minutes left. $775. 2 minutes left. A big thank you. Someone who has listened to us. It is Geraldine. Thank you so much. She attends Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Battleground. We appreciate your pledge today. Thank you so very much. Now, she is listening. She heard us.
Thank you.
And she made that phone call. Who else is available to do that? We need you to do that. So get up right now, get your smartphone out, get to the keypad, and dial 888-823-5286. 800-520-5286.
Coming up on a minute left, we're looking for those last three phone calls. $775 to go. 888-823-5286. Less than a minute left. I'm sorry. Less than a minute left. We've got to get those phone lines filled up. You will count toward this goal. You'll be able to help us take advantage of that last $775 of matching pledge money. Don't let that opportunity pass you or us by. 888-823-5286. Just about 30 seconds left. 888. Who's going to make that call in honor of Jesus? Then who's going to make that call in honor of the Holy Spirit? And one in honor of Our Lady to finish this hour strong. Just two to go. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com. Brenda. It's getting exciting up in here.
Of course, it always gets exciting in the last 30 seconds, so we are thankful for all of the pledges this hour. Some things are still being written up, so we are going to have an update for you when we get through this break now that we are at the top of the hour. Thank you so much, Father Kyle Rink. Thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you guys, too.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Again, it is Fall Share-a-thon. We rejoice in hope here at Mater Dei Radio.